You may not even like your guru. You may not even like him. If there's nobody giving diksha, everybody's had too much trouble, his disciples are not worth it, he's giving so much pain, we'll all stop. There's only one person left giving diksha. And everybody hates him. Still, you have to take diksha. Because Krishna says, Tadvidhi Prani Pathena Pari Pushnina Siva Ulek Shanti Kityam Yanina Stattva Darshan. So,
my wife.
She's looking for it. She's a little Spanish. She never talks back. So any questions or any answers?
Yeah. How does the true surrender to the Lord come?
How does true surrender to the Lord come? From the heart. External surrender to the Lord, one may do everything, but if it's not coming from the heart, it's just tamasha, just a show. In fact, Bhaktivinoda goes so far as to say, if you get the Bengali, Tilak, Nake, Kantai, Mala, basically, he puts on tilak, he wears kanti mala, dhoti, carries japa mala, looks just like a devotee. But the whole time he's thinking, how can I steal his wife? It's called a eka kalir chela. Simply kali chela. Real surrender means when you agree to accept Krishna as the supreme controller in your life, the supreme guide, the supreme master, and it's not even that you've achieved prema or even nishtha, but you just accept that now I will try. I will give everything. Just like there's three kinds of devotees, or three levels of devotees. Kanishta, Madhyam, and Uttam. Actually, it's deeper. There's Kanishta, Kanishta. There's Madhyam Kanishta, and Uttam Kanishta. And Kanishta Madhyam, Madhyam Madhyam Uttam Madhyam. And Kanishta Uttam, Madhyam Uttam Uttam Uttam. Then there's Uttapam. That's the highest. Madhyam. He may not be perfect, but he's convinced that I'm going to try to be Krishna's surrender servant. So that's true surrender. You're prepared beyond all obstacles, which on nischaya daya, nischaya. Means the determination that despite whatever obstacles, I will persevere, I will continue. Doesn't matter. Apratyata. Ahoituki apratyata. I will keep trying. No matter what happens. Because the material world is always changing. The material world is a place of constant flux. Constant change. You cannot tell what is truth by looking at the newspapers, by looking at the science books. Because everything is changing. There's nothing fixed. Their paradigm is always shifting. There's no fixed paradigm at all. They're confused. And they're bluffing. They bluff like anything. We will create life. Very soon we will clone babies within the next week or two. It's like they said that they would create life in a laboratory. So they came out with a test tube baby. But they just took whatever was already going on in the womb outside and put it in a test tube and claimed so much credit for it. And now they're claiming to clone. But scientists see, now scientists understand it's just a bluff. Although there are people claiming to clone humans. And they're all cheaters. I've seen it. In my home. I was there in school in the hopes of the Piltdown man was revealed to be a hoax. Someone buried in Piltdown, England. Someone buried a fossil and then pretended to discover it. One of the missing links to Darwin's theory. It's all bogus. Then I was at university when they revealed that their carbon-14 dating tool was inaccurate. The isotope of carbon has a half-life, and carbon is in everything. So they calculated the half-life, and by analyzing different things, they could understand how old something was. But they made mistakes. They had to revise everything. But it was there in the textbooks. It was the gospel truth, according to Jesus. According to somebody, science, the equivalent to science, gospel truth. So, what is the truth? The truth is that you fix your intelligence, know Krishna. Knows, just like you do not need to have anyone convince you about the identity of the soul, the existence of the soul. You can understand within your own heart, just like Descartes, so famous a person, Descartes. He had tremendous notoriety for someone, but tremendous prestige and fame for saying, I think, therefore I am. Je suis, non. Because I think individually, as an individual, I know that I exist. And in the same way, we can understand that Krishna exists and I exist by just looking, by opening our eyes, by being alert. You know what Krishna consciousness means? It means, first of all, be conscious. Not a hard thing. But a lot of people are unconscious. They're dead to the world. They don't think. I'm telling you, they don't think.